I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our English grammar lessons where we try to help you with your understanding of the English language. So we're back to sentences and my favorite topic at the moment, the whole aspect about Brexit. I'm sure lots of people are bored with it, but a lot of people are fascinated and interested in it. And if you forgive me, I'm going to use another example for this week's sentence. This is about the opposition party, or the main opposition party in the UK, which is the British Labour Party. Okay, so here's the sentence. Labour should unequivocally back Remain in a fresh Brexit referendum and only then pursue power in a general election, its deputy leader said. Okay, so what we have here is a statement by the deputy leader of the Labour Party, Tom Watson, and he has made a statement that he believes that the best route for the Labour Party is to support a second referendum and then an election. And this is in complete contrast to his leader, Jeremy Corbyn. So these guys are due a showdown because they don't seem to see eye to eye. And I love this sentence, not only because it shows the split in the various parties in the UK, but also it's got some wonderful words. And I have one of these, my favourite words, unequivocally, unequivocally. Okay, and then we have other nice words like pursue, yeah, and of course Brexit as this wonderful new word that has joined the Oxford Dictionary. So what have we got in this sentence? Well, we've got, first of all, a modal verb, labour should. It's not saying they will or that they have to, but should. So it's a possibility, yeah. Labour, so the Labour Party, should unequivocally back Remain in a fresh Brexit referendum. So unequivocally means without hesitation, without doubt. This is what they should do. This is what this man, the deputy leader, Tom Watson, believes that they should do. Unequivocally. Yeah. Back Remain, so meaning support. Remaining in the European Union, in a fresh, in a new Brexit referendum. So he wants a second referendum, a new referendum, a second referendum to see will the British people support the leaving the European Union without a deal, or whatever deal Boris Johnson or whoever the Prime Minister will be, who will eventually get hopefully a deal to leave the European Union. So Labour should unequivocally back Remain in a fresh Brexit referendum, and only then. So we have the two sentences, the two points joined together using and only. So they have to wait and only then pursue, and only then go after or chase or try to get into power in a general election. And this is the words of the deputy leader. Okay, so good use of the modal verb should, unequivocally as a adverb, and a really nice word to have. Back Remain, meaning to back the Remain party, okay, in a fresh, in a new Brexit referendum. And then the second part of this long sentence, a complex sentence, only then, So only when they have achieved that, the referendum, only then should they try and get into power by going and agreeing to have a general election. Okay, so let's try some pronunciation. So that word unequivocally, yeah? Un, so this is a prefix, unequivocally. You try it. Unequivocally, yeah? Okay. Referendum. Referendum. Yeah, try it. Referendum. Pursue. Pursue. Yep. Pursue. Deputy. 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 Okay, excellent. So, one last reading. Labour should unequivocally back Remain in a fresh Brexit referendum and only then pursue power in a general election, its deputy leader said. Okay, thanks for listening. And as always, you can contact me on hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com or, as always, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And remember that link to that easy peasy club. Okay, see you. Thanks for listening.